Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Mem Dalid. We're holding seven lines from the top of the Amud, in the middle of the line, Amalei Abaya, where you see a small aleph in the parentheses from the Hagoyah Sabach. Amalei Abaya Lerava or Lerabba, Maishna Lulav de Avdina Le Shiva Zeichan HaMikdash, or Maishna Arava de Le Avdina La Shiva Zeichan HaMikdash. The Gemara asks a very, very straightforward question. And that is, and we know, based on the psukim that we've learned over the last few days, that min ha-toiro, outside the Beis HaMikdosh, there's only a requirement to take the arba minim the first day. Ulekachtem lechem bayoyim harishoyim. Aye, how can we take the luv and esrig all 7 days? Because the same pasuk ends off, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekechem shivas yomim. And the Gemara learns from the Usmachtem that you're supposed to go and take the Lulav and Esrig the entire 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. So when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, there were, if you will, two parallel mitzvahs. If you were in the Beis HaMikdash, 7 days you carried your Lulav and Esrig and you shackled it, like we do. But if you were outside the Beis HaMikdash, then you only took it the first day, that's it. But nowadays, as you know, we take it all 7 days. Even though we're no longer in the times, and at the moment we do not have the benefit of the Beis HaMikdash, but in Yad Hashem, hopefully this Sukkot we will. So what's the reason why we have it for 7 days? Because of Zeichel HaMikdash, that was the Takona of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now there's a parallel mitzvah of the mitzvah of Arava. Just like you have the lulav all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, and 1 day outside the Beis HaMikdash, min ha-toira. So similarly, you have the arava, also two mitzvahs. One mitzvah, the arava, is part of the arba minim, as we all know. But in addition to that, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they also had the mitzvah arava for 7 days. Where does it say 7 days? Where does it say anything about the mitzvah arava in the Beis HaMikdash? So, in truth, there is no Beferish Apostik, but as we've had in the past, and the Gemara is going to repeat it again here on the Omid Aleph, it's a machloikis what the Makoyer is of Arava for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Either it's based on Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that's the three Halachas together, Eser Netiois, Arava and Nisach HaMayim Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, or it's based on the fact that by the mitzvah of the Arba Minim, it says in the Torah, Vanaf Eitz Ovois V'Arvei Nochal, Arvei Loshen Rabim. Abishol says that Arvei comes to tell you one mitzvah of Aravis is part of the Arba Minim, and one mitzvah Aravis in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. What do they do every single day in the Beis HaMikdash with the Aravis? So we had already machloikis about this yesterday. Kuli Alma Moida, they would go and stand the Aravis up next to the Mizbeach in the Azara. And then we had a machloikis whether or not the Kahanim were also makif the Mizbeach, if they went around the Mizbeach. And if they went around with the Mizbeach, did they go around with their Lulav and Esrig like we do? Or did they take the Aravis and walk around the Mizbeach? And that was a machloikis we had yesterday. But our Gemara now is asking a very simple question. So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they took the Arba Minim all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they took the Aravos all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. So if that's the case, how come today, Al Zeichel HaMikdash, we have 7 days Arba Minim, but we don't have 7 days Aravos? We only have Aravos on the final day, what we call Hoshana Rabo. It's back to the Gemara. Omalei Abai L'Rava, or L'Rava. Maishto Lulav D'Avdina Lei Shiva L'Rechel HaMikdash. How come today we do 7 days of Lulav throughout the world? Or Maishto Arava D'Lei Avdina Lei Shiva L'Rechel HaMikdash. We don't do 7 days. We only have the final day of Hoshana Rabba. It's Omalei. Hoil V'Odom Yoitzi Yedei Chayvasoi B'Arava Sheba Lulav. The reason is because you're already Yoitzi. After all, we take the two Aravis in the Lulav. Shoin, not only are we Yoitza the mitzvah of Arba Minim, but we're also Yoitza the mitzvah of the Aravis. Amalei, really? That's not to do the. That you're not being mekayim the separate mitzvah arovos like they had in the Beis Hamikdash. That's part and parcel of the mitzvahs. Arba minim. Maybe you're going to go and tell me, you know what, to be yoitza both mitzvahs, pick up the lulav and esrog twice. First pick it up, l'shei mitzvahs arba minim, and then pick it up again, or at least pick up the lulav again with the two other minim, the hadas and arovis, and have in mind, oh, now I'm having in mind zeichel amikdash kehillel, not kehillel, but zeichel amikdash kabirchem and zakai, that I'm holding up arovis a second time. Says Yomara, that would be a good suggestion. I look around the Besmedish, nobody goes and picks up his Arba Minim twice and says, okay, L'shei Mitzis Arba Minim, and now L'shei Mitzis Arovois is a Chadra Kusha L'duchta. And if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Yisai, that in fact you could be Yoitz the Mitzvah Arovois as part of the Arba Minim, and that's how we are Mekayim it, then why do we even have Hoshana Rabbah? Then pick up your Arba Minim twice, all 7 days, including on Hoshana Rabbah. Manishtana. Why do we say by Arba Minim all 7 days, and by Arava is only Hoshana Rabbah? Omrav Zid Mishmei de Rava. Lulav de Araisa of Dina and Shiva Zeichel Migdash. The din of Lulav is de Araisa in the base of Migdash all 7 days. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem Shivas Yamin. Arava Drabonon. Arava is only Drabonon. Lo Yavdina lo Shiva Zeichel Migdash. Arava is only Drabonon. Frey Timara, what are you saying? Leman, who holds the mitzvah of Arava in the base of Migdash is Drabonon. Ilem la Abishol ho Omar Arve Nochal Ksiv. Shtayim. It says in the Pasuk, Lekachtel Nechem, Bri Eitzor, Kabay Smarim, Anaf Eitzor is Vi Arve Nochal. Arve is a loshen rabbin. Shtayim achas lulav viachas lemikdash. The drasha on the surface is a bissel shver, because after all, we hold that you take two arovos when we take our arba minim, and therefore you need the arve to tell you that there are two of them. But the mafarshim say that according to Abishol, konzain Abishol holds like Rabbi Kiva, that we had earlier in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Kiva holds that you only have to take one of each of the four minim. He said, "Kishem shalulav echad, v'yasrig echad, hodos echad, v'arova achas." So if you hold that way, then you only need arova nochal, not arve nochal. So the arve nochal comes to tell you one mitzvah of lulav and one of the base midrash. Itzrach d'araisa. And if you're going to tell me, not like Abishol, like the other Rabbanan, Hilchas Gemira Lo, just the Chalocha L'Moish Misinai, the Yom Rav Asi, Yom Rav Yoichel Mishum, Rav Nechunya Ish, Bikas, Beis Chortan, we've had this already before, back on Daf Lamed Dalid, that Esther Netiyos, Arav V'Nisach HaMayim, Chalocha L'Moish Misinai, not to go over the whole sugi again, because we discussed it at length on Daf Lamed Dalid, but Esther Netiyos means that if you have 10 young trees, young saplings, which have really not developed deep and hard roots, we're afraid that if you're not going to continue to go and plow around the field and support them, then they can go and die. And therefore the halacha is, when it comes Shemitah year, like this year in another couple of weeks, that the Esr Netiyos is allowed to go and plow until the final moment on Erev Rosh Hashanah. However, the Gabi Zekanin, that means old trees, you're not allowed to go and plow so late. Min HaTorah, it says in the Pasuk, Bechorish uvekotzer tishbois. And according to one man, the Yomar, the Gemara learned Bechorish vekotzer means that you have to be moisif from the 6th year on to the 7th year. So the entire Chodesh Elul, you'd not be able to go and plow any of the Chusheva older trees. That's Min HaTorah. Min Rabban, the Gemara said, We go all the way back to Shavuos from Matzeres, that you're not allowed to go and plow in the 6th year, right before the 7th year of Shemitah. However, Es and Atiyah, because they happen to be such young saplings, assuming that they are scattered in an area of a Beis Soa is 50 by 50, 2,500 square amis. If they are nicely dispersed in 2,500 square amis, then you're allowed to go and plow around them up to 250 amis. Because 10 times 250 is 2,500. Anyway, that's a loch l'moish v'sina. Then the din of arava that we're talking about at the Beis HaMikdash, that every single day they took the aravas to the Beis HaMikdash. And the nisach hamayim that we know also was taken every day of Sukkis. They, in addition to the nisach hayayin that they had throughout the year, on Sukkot, they also had the Nisach HaMayim. Not by all Kabbalists, the Nisach HaMayim was only by the Tomid Shel Shachar. Anyway, all of this, Aloch L'moish V'sinai. Zayim Lech Vayte, that Arov, according to everyone, is Min HaTorah, either based on Arvi Nochal, or based on Aloch L'moish V'sinai. Zayim Bazoi Man Ishtana, how come today we make a Zeich HaMikdash Arba Minim all 7 days? And a Rava, we only have the Zeich HaMikdash on Hoshana Rava. Elam Rav Zid Mishmei de Rava, Lulav de Islay Iker, Min HaTorah, Begvulin, Avdinan Le Shiva Zeich HaMikdash. A Rava, the Lesley Iker, Min HaTorah, Begvulin, Le Avdinan Shiva Zeich HaMikdash. Ah, Sing Mar gives a very, very straightforward answer. After all, taking Lulav outside the Beis HaMikdash was always the case. From day one, from Matan Torah, you always had to take the Arba Minim during Sukkot everywhere, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, even on the North Pole, even on the South Pole, you have to take the Arba Minim. Now it's true, Matan Torah, you only have to take one day. The Rabbanon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, added 6 more days from day one throughout the entire Yontif, Zeich HaMikdash. But Arava, outside the Beis HaMikdash, you don't take at all, except as part of the Arba Minim. But on its own, we don't take it at all outside the Beis HaMikdash Min HaTorah. The ganze Arvei Nochal and the ganze Esther Netiyos, Arava v'Nisach HaMayim, Aloch L'moish V'sinai, is all in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now, unfortunately, there is no Beis HaMikdash. Even though we make a Zeich HaMikdash, we only do it for one day, we don't do it for all 7 days. So that's what Rav Zid said, B'Shem Rava. Lulav the Islay Ikim Min HaTorah Begvulin. There's already a din of Lulav Min HaTorah Begvulin. Begvulin means outside the Beis HaMikdash. When on day number one of day only Shiva Zeich HaMikdash, so therefore we extended Zeich HaMikdash 7 days altogether. Arava, unless they come in a Torah Begvul, and there is no din of Arava outside the Beis HaMikdash Min HaTorah, leiv din Shiva Zeich HaMikdash. Very good. Put to that, and we start a new shtickle. Omer Ish Lakish.
Before we start
your shtickle,
one second. Before we start your shtickle, I'm wondering about Arvei Nochal, we're saying means two. In the grammar of Hebrew, Arvei Nochal, Arvei Nochal, why are we, it seems like a drasha, and now we're saying it's two, I mean, it's the, how should the word Arvei Nochal, Shal Anachal, is how the, so the Torah contracts it, Arvei Nochal, what's the, why are we saying it must be two?
Abishol says that if it meant only one Arava, it would only say the Arava Shel Nachal. But it wouldn't say Arvei Nochal. The Arvei is a Loshen Rabim and tells you that there are two. The question that is, but don't we have to go and take two Aravais anyway with the Lulav? So therefore the Arvei Nochal could be referring to both of those Aravais as opposed to two separate Aravais, one with the Lulav and one with the inerts in the Beis HaMikdash. So back on Lamed Dalid Omid Beis in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva said, Kishem Shalulav Echad, Esrig Echad, Hados Echad, V'Arava Achas. So that in Rabbi Kiva's Lulav, he only had one Arava. But the Torah says Arvei, which is a Loshen Rabim. It's like Aravois. Shel Nachal is Arvei Nochal. So if you have this plural form, why are there two? You only need one for the lulav. So Tabishol, one for the lulav and one inside the Beis HaMikdash every single day. Okay? The other Chacham, of course, disagree because they hold that Arvei Nochal, every day we have to go and take two Aravois. So how do I know the separate mitzvah of Aravois in the Beis HaMikdash? Then I know from the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Amar Reish Lakish. Koyhan balimum in nechnosin bein ha'ulam v'lam mizbeach kadei lot seiz bo arova. Aha. So what is all of this all about? We now have the mitzvah of the arova in the Beis HaMikdash. What exactly was that mitzvah? In the Mishnah that we're going to have in Mi'at Hashem tomorrow, it says very clearly, if you want to take a look at the Mishnah, Mishnah is towards the top of the Amud Aleph, Mem Hei Amud Aleph, yeah, four lines from the top. Mitzvah Sarova Keitzad, in the Beis HaMikdash. Mokam Hoi Lamata B'Yushalayim, V'Nikra Moitza, there's a town, a city, not far from Yerushalayim. Even today, when you're going, I think, on Kvish 1, if I'm not mistaken, there's a big sign, Moitza. And there they grew Aravis. Yod Misham, Malak Misham, Murbi Yeshal, Arava. Uboyim Vizoikven Oysan Betziri Amizbech. They would go and buy these Aravis from Moitza, bring it into Yerushalayim, into the Beis HaMikdash, and have them stand up all around the Mizbech. A whole bunch of them standing on the right side, on the left, north, south, east, west, all four sides. And they were very, very long. The Gemara will tell us in Mi'at Shem tomorrow that they were 11 amos long, 22 feet. So if you've ever seen people use long aravos on Hashanah Rabbah, don't think that these are the longest in the world. You can go and get Hashanahs, you can get aravos, which are at least 11 amos long. Anyway, they stood them up next to the Mizbeach, and Vershem Kfufen al Gam Mizbeach, and in fact, they bent over, because the Mizbeach was only, we think to ourselves, 10 Amos tall, it was only 9 Amos tall, it's in the four corners, they had the extra Kronos, which were another Amma. Anyway, so they bent over the Mizbeach, and then they made Tzkiyas and the whole business. And then it says, B'chol Yem Makifen Zem Mizbeach, Pam Achas, Vo'imim Ono Hashem, Vo'ishiyeno, etc., Vo'isa Yem Makifen Zem Mizbeach, Shavu Pam. They did Hakofis. We do that kafis too, right? Every day of the 7 days of Yom Tov, except for Shabbos, we go around the Shulchan, the Bima, where we go and lay the Torah. Every day we go around one time, and the Shana Rabbah go around 7 times. Now, how did they go around that one time, but the 7 times? Did they take the Lulav and Esrig, or did they take the Aravos? And as you recall, we had a machloikis about this yesterday in the Gemara. And the Gemara now is really asking, what is the essential mitzvah of Aravos? Is the essential mitzvah doing the zikifa, having the Aravos stand next to the Mizbeach, bent over, and with that, perhaps you're ready yoitza? Or is it part of the essential mitzvah of Aravos that you also have to do the harakafa going around the Mizbeach? Now, vusame nafkemina. The Nafkimina, of course, is you also have to go around the Mizbeach. But the next Nafkimina, who is involved in the mitzvah of Arava? And Rashi tells us that if the entire mitzvah of Arava is just having these Hashanis, these Aravis, standing up next to the Mizbeach and leaning over the Mizbeach, for that you only need one Kohen, maybe two Kohanim. In other words, to stand them up and do a nice job. You certainly don't need 50 or 100 or more Kehanim, as well as we see from our Gemara that it's only the Kehanim. Even if they were Yisraelim and Levim in the Beis HaMikdash, and ultimately, of course, there were, because of Oyle Regel, but they did not participate in the Aravos. You only had the Zekifa was done through the Kohen. Okay, that's fine. Now, if there's an Atila, meaning that somebody is now taking around the Mizbeach, okay, so how many Kohanim do that? Is there a Chiyuv? And that's what the Gemara is going to address right now. Normally throughout the year, the only ones that were allowed to go Bein Ulam Vila Mizbeach. What means Ulam Vila Mizbeach? Remember, when you come into the Azara, you have the initial 11 Amos of the Ezras Yisrael, where the Yisraelim were supposed to stand, and they were not supposed to move further into the Azara. After that, you had another 11 amois, which were used by the Kohanim to do their avoida. They had to run back and forth in terms of the Zrika Saddam, in terms of taking the Amorin on the Mizbeach. And then you had the Mizbeach itself. And then after the Mizbeach itself was 32 by 32. And now beyond the Mizbeach, you had another 22 amois from the Mizbeach until the Ulam. And that area was called the Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach. And in that area, Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach, typically the only ones who were ever allowed to go there were Kohanim that were participating in the Avodah. But even Kohanim Balei Mumin were not supposed to go there throughout the year. Why weren't they supposed to go there through the year? Because a Kohen Baal Mum, unfortunately, is posel avoider, so he has no business being there. He's, in a sense, just like a Zor. Zor meaning a Yisrael. The Yisrael also, he has no business being between the Ulam Mizbech. So the Gemara tells us now, Omer Reish Lakish, Kohen and Bali Mumin, even though the Kohen is a Baal Mum, during Yontif of Sukkis, Nechnosim Beinu Ulam Ulam Mizbech, Kedei Lotis Barava, he was allowed to go around the Mizbeach and even go to the other side of the Mizbeach, Ben Umla Mizbeach, to be able to be Yoitze the Din Arava. Now, what does he mean, the Yoitze the Din Arava? So if you look at the Rashi, about a quarter down the Omud, about 20 lines in, so Rashi, Kehan and Bali Mumin, Afheim Doichekim, V'nichnosim Lahakif Biragleihem, they also wanted to be makif. They also wanted to go and do the hakofis around the mizbeach, beragleim, on their feet. In other words, walking. V'arava b'yodim, they're holding the arava in their hand. Rashi is learning like the mandiyomim that says that you hold the aravas. Yesterday we had the other mandiyomim saying you hold the lulav and esrei. V'yef shel hakif, shel yikonzeb in ulav l'mizbeach. There's no way that you can go around the mizbeach in its totality unless you go in that area between ulav and mizbeach. Throughout the year, the Baal Mum had no business being there, and therefore he was prohibited from walking there. Only during Sukkot and only for the mitzvah Rava was he allowed to go around the entire Mizbeach, and therefore he was nichnas peina ulam la Mizbeach. That's what Reish Lakish says. So getting back to our Gemara, Omle Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, somewhat emphatically, Mi Umra, who said so? Now, the Gemara in the Havamina assumes that when Rabbi Yochanan said, who said so, that he is not addressing the issue of Kohanim Bali Mumin, but he is addressing the issue of going around the Mizbeach at all. Verzot, who says that you go around the Mizbeach? So, his, as well as the Gemara in the Havamina learns, who says that there's even a mitzvah of Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, that you, Reish Lakish, are telling me that Kehanim Bali Mumin go around the Mizbeach? Who says there's such a mitzvah in the first place? Frey Timara, Mi Amra? Did Rabbi Yochanan really act in such a way and ask rhetorically, who said there is such a mitzvah of Arava in the Beis HaMikdash? Ha'iyu Amar, Rabbi Yochanan himself is the one that established, or at least quoted, that there is a mitzvah of the Eser Netiyos Arava and Nisach Hamayim Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. Diyom Rab Asi, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rab Nechunya, Ish Bekas, Peis Chorton. Again, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rab Nechunya. Eser Netiyos Arava and Nisach Hamayim Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. So Avadi agrees that there is a mitzvah of Arava. What do you mean, Mi Amra? And let's look to one of me, Amra bin Atila, Vilma bin Biskifa. What Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, who says that there's a mitzvah that you gotta go and walk around the Mizbeach holding the Arava or the Arba Minim? Maybe Yoitza just standing up the Arba Minim around the Mizbeach, like the Mishnah says tomorrow. Me, Amra b'Bali Mumin, Dilma b'Tamimim. And if you're gonna tell me there is a din of Hakofa going around the Mizbeach, but who says that they were Mechabed the Bali Mumin? Maybe only the Tamimim went around. And that's the question Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't know where you're coming from, Reish Lakish. The Gemara doesn't answer Rabbi Yochanan's kasha, so it seems that there's a machloikis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan whether, in fact, there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah of only Zekifa or also Netila. And even if there is a mitzvah min Netila, do we allow only the Kahanim Tmimim, or even the Kehanim Balei Mumin? One could ask L'Choira, according to Reish Lakish, that we're allowing for Kehanim Balei Mumin, what about Yisraelim? Maybe they are also allowed to go around the Mizbeach, since we're taking people that are typically disqualified and allowing them to go around, maybe even Yisraelim. So the Rishonim already discussed this issue. We have here on this Amud the third Toisus, the somewhat lengthy Toisus, Amud Rabbi Yochanan Mi Amra, that's the third Toisus on the top of the Amud. You could skip down to the last few lines of the Toisus, where the Toisus says, he first brings Abishol, the Aleph Arovish, or Mizbeach, see five lines, Mirachsiv Arvei, Amai Bekahana, the Mafil Bi Yisrael, Kimay Arovah the Lulav. Maybe Yisraelim can also go around the Mizbeach. The Yeshloima, the Shema, Akofa's Mizbeach, Bekahanim, the Shah Yisrael, Bazora, Beloy Akofa. That even though Yisraelim can also participate in the mitzvah Arova, but Zoktais Hashem, they didn't go around the Mizbeach, even Aliba Dereish Lakish, only Kehanim, even Kehanim Bali Mumin, but Yisraelim, they stood their stand in the Azora without going around the Mizbeach. Wherever they were standing, they held on to their Arovas. So Zoktais Hashem. Other Rishonim, in fact, disagree with Toises and say that according to Reish Lakish, just like a Kohen Balmum was allowed to go around the Mizbeach, so too even Yisraelim were allowed to go around the Mizbeach solely for this mitzvah of Arova in the Beis HaMikdash. And we continue on. Zuk Dimar Itmar. A question? Brother Shai.
The ones who did not, according to the Shita, the Tosfos, that they did not go around the Mizbeach. So they were still beyond the Israel, they were in the
Azara
itself.
Toisus doesn't specifically address that issue. Normally we say the Yisraelim cannot go beyond the Ezras Yisrael, but back in Pesachim, you'll recall when we talked about the fact that when it came the times of the Oyle Regel, by the time the, actually we already had it back in Masechtas Yuma, where the Gemara and the Mishnah said that Trumas Hadeshen throughout the year normally was done around Alois HaShachar Netzach HaMatayim time. But when it came to the Sholish Regolim, they already did Trumas HaDeshen on 10 o'clock at night. And the reason is because by the time it was Alois HaShachar, the entire Beis HaMikdash, the entire Azara was full from one end to the other end with Oile Regel, which sounds like that Yisraelim occupied space in the entire Azara, and not just in their narrow 11 amos of the Ezras Yisrael. And when we spoke about it at that time, the Mefarshim said that Avad, throughout the year, when there was enough room, they should stand in their 11 amos. But Yom Tov, there wasn't enough room, they were able to spread out all over in the entire Azar. So it could very well be that for purposes of the, there was talking about for Oilas Re'iya, and for Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, it could be that this extends also to the din of Arava, that Yidden were standing all over the Azara and all places, but they were not makif the Mizbeach, and they didn't stand Beinu Ulam la Mizbeach. And we continue on now, Machloik is between Rabbi Yochanan Shum and Levi. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Shum and Levi, Chad Omer Arava Yisoid Neviim, Chad Omer Arava Minhag Neviim. One says that the Arava in Beis HaMikdash was Yisoid Neviim, the other one says Minhag Neviim. What's the difference between Yesoid and Minhag? So Rashi says Yesoid Neviim means Takonas Neviim, that the Neviim were Misakein. Who, which Neviim are we talking about? If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amud, Yesoid Neviim hu Takonas Neviim Achroinim Chagai Zchari Malachi Shoyim Mitakne Takonas V'Yisrael Ve'Anshig Nesagdoyla Mesh, made a brand new Takona of Arava in the Beis HaMikdash. While according to the other man, the Omar, it's a Rav is Minhag Neviim. Rashi says Minhag Neviim means that it was not a Takana, only a Minig. What's the Nafkemina? We'll see him yet in the Omid Beis, but Rashi already tells us now the Nafkemina is the Loi Baya Brocha. You do not have to make a Brocha on a Ravis. The Lek Lameim of Itzivanu. Even though Mitzvah Rabban, we also say Asher Kishon B'Tzoyis of Itzivanu. For that matter, the entire 7 days of Sukkot, how do we say, Asher Tzivonu, Kichon Mitzvot Tzivonu, Al Natilas Lulav? There is no mitzvah on the final 6 days, only on the first day. Because you can say Tzivonu on a mitzvah drabanan based on the Pasuk Loi Sosur. However, if it's only a minhag, not a chiyuv, then you cannot say, you can't make a bracha and say Asher Kichon Mitzvot Tzivonu, and that's why we don't make a bracha on Yishana Rabbah. In fact, the Toises don't talk about it over here, but there's a Toises elsewhere that brings a machloikis, whether you're supposed to say a bracha on Kriyas HaHalel on Rish Chodesh. If you hold it, that we say Kriyas HaHalel on Rish Chodesh is a takona, that we make a bracha. In fact, we Ashkenazim do. But the Mechaber, I believe, paskins that it's only a minhag, and therefore I believe among the Svardim they do not say the bracha of on Halal during on Rish Chodesh. Even for us Ashkenazim, there's an afkimina. It says that one should preferably say Halal together with the Shliach Tzibur, because then it does become a chiyuv and you make the bracha. If you're saying it by yourself, it becomes much more problematic. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. You're talking about Aruvas?
Yeah.
Oh, so what you're asking now is the Gemara's Kasha. My Mantai Rishvugar, Reb Shloime asks, we just said now there's a Machlekes Reb Yoichanan. And Reb Yishuv Ben Levi, whether Aruvah is a Tekana Midrabanan, or it's only a Minig Midrabanan. What's going on? Didn't we say that it's Reb Yoichanan that said in the name of Reb Nechunya Ish Bakaz Beis Harten, that's a Lochel Moish Misinai, it's the Chastira Reb Yoichanan on Reb Yoichanan. And the Gemara is going to ask that in another three lights. At this point, first the Gemara wants to establish which one of the two, Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, was the one that said it's Yisoy Neviim or it's Minhag Neviim. Says the Gemara, Testayim, Rabbi Yochanan who the Amar Yisoy Neviim, the Amar Abavol, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a Rabbi Yisoy Neviim who Testayim. So it's crystal clear that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that it's a Takana and not just a Minhag, and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi is the one that holds it's just a Minhag. But Frankly, Ma'amalei Rabbi Zeira or Abavol, you just said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Vom Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rem Nechunye Ish Bakas Ish Beis Chartan Es in the Tir is Arava V'nisach HaMayim Aloch L'moish V'sinai. I don't understand what you're talking about. It's Haminig Nevi'im Yesoy Nevi'im Sinoch Aloch L'moish V'nisach Min HaTeira. Zokti Yimara Eshtoimim B'kisho'a Choda. He was so stunned by the strength of the kasha that my shvugar of Shloime just asked. What am I going to answer to this kasha? Manoima liyoyim hadin. After all, it's a chaloch l'moish sira, it's a chnish kanadiyim. What are you talking about? The Yomar, he said, you know what? Shokhum v'chozru v'yostum. Initially, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, mot givust, that there's a din, mina toira, mita loch l'moish v'sinai, avad and avad and avad. However, during between the Chorban Bayis Rishon and the Chorban Bayis Sheni, people forgot. And especially after the Chorban Bayis Sheni, they forgot about this Kamsa Halacha. So therefore, we had to have the Nevi'im, Chag Zechariah Malachi, who of course were between the first and the second Beis HaMikdash. They weren't at the times, not after the second Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, they had to remind Klal Yisrael and told them, Klal Yisrael, you forgot. It's a grois mitzvah of Aravos, and therefore they were mesakin, not mesakin in terms of a brand new takana, but they reinstituted the halacha of Aravos, which had been forgotten during the 7 years between Chorban Bayis Rishon and Chorban Bayis Sheni. Frank Timore, is that really true that they forgot? Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Rabbi Yochanan said that they forgot we had to go and have the Nevi'im remind us. From Rabbi Yochanan, Dilchoin Amri, Dilchoin He. Now Rabbi Yochanan, of course, is talking about the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, but it's enough of a parallel that the Gemara feels that this is an Eisen Akasha. What are we talking about? So the Gemara doesn't go into it in great detail, but Rashi brings from another Gemara, Bava Kama, that there was a discussion in Eretz Yisrael, who are the ones that really remember the Mesoirah of the Torah, and who are the ones that forgot. And Rabbi Yochanan said, initially, I was under the impression that we, that live in Eretz Yisrael, we didn't have a problem of losing the Mesoirah, because we didn't go into Bavel. And so even though, of course, we had all the tzaras of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, it goes without saying. But even post-Chorban, there was still a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan was there in Rish Lakish, and Matkalant, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan felt that the Masoyin in Eretz Yisrael was rock solid. It's only the people that lived in Bavel, because Nebuch they had to leave Eretz Yisrael and go into Golus and reestablish the yeshivas. And of course, that was not a simple matter. And therefore, they forgot a lot of the Torah. And therefore, we had to go and remind them and say, yeah, but hey, Bavel. However, Rabbi Yochanan quickly learned that that's not the case. Why? Because he brings the story, Ma'aseh mit Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana had to flee from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. And we found that Rav Kahana was a godla, poisek ador, a godla ador. He knew everything. He'd been a Talmud for Rav. So if you look at the Rashi, the list, seven lines of Rashi approximately, where initially Rabbi Yochanan said, or go back two more lines, Oymer Rabbi Yochanan lebnei Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan would say to bnei Yisrael, Sovra Yisi, I thought your Torah shalachem, shalai gilisa me'aretzachem, I thought you, the bnei Eretz Yisrael, you have the real Torah, you didn't have to go into Golis. V'loyhoyu lechem tiruf adas, you didn't have the problem of running and fleeing. Avar Yisi, shal bnei Bavel, I found the bnei Bavel, sh'avu bishe golu, omda lehem chochmas, What means this? We see that Rabbi Yochanan himself held that even though Yid never had to go into Golis in Chutz La'aretz, the Mesoidah stayed intact. So it's highly unlikely that the same Rabbi Yochanan would say, it's halacha l'moish v'sinai. However, we need a Chag Zechariah Malachi to remind us of this halacha because we forgot it when we went to Tebava. Rabbi Yochanan said emphatically, I thought the L'choy Namri, I thought that the Torah belongs to you guys here in Eretz Yisrael, where Rabbi Yochanan was living. The L'choyni, it really belongs to the Bnei Bavel. They know the Torah as well as we do, perhaps even better. Back in Sochem, you remember, every once in 20, 25 years or so, Shabbos, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and they ask the Bnei Beseira, how are we going to go and take the Messer, the Khalif, tomorrow to the Beis Hamikdash to go and check the Kabbanis? And the Bnei Beseira, oh, we don't know. They finally had to find a fellow called Hillel, who lived originally in Bavel, who came to Eretz Yisrael, and Hillel said, I'll tell you. And the whole Olam was Nishtoimim in Eretz Yisrael. None of the Chachamim knew, and we had to come on to the Chachmei Bavel. We had to come on to Rav. Anyway, to Hillel. So anyway, so we see from that the Masoidah was not lost after all. So we go back Shlochemol to Reb Shloimeh's Kasha, the Gemara's Kasha. How could the same Reb Yochanan say that it's Halacha L'Moish Sinai, and then saying in the same breath that it's also Yisoid Neviim? Everything more like Kasha, Sinishka Kasha. On to the Amid Beis. Kan b'mikdosh, kan b'gvulam. A very straightforward teretz, top Rashi. B'mikdosh, aloch l'moish v'sinai, tzaka d'araisa. Bizman hazeh, today, when unfortunately there is no base HaMikdosh yet, then it's Yisoy Nevi'im, the Chachamim, we're mesakin zeicha l'mikdosh. Just like the mesakin 7 days of Lulav, they'll mesakin 1 day of Hoshana Rabbah. Why Taka? Why wouldn't they misakin 7 days of Hoshana Rabbah, just like they were misakin 7 days of Lulav? And that, of course, was a kasha that we started off with today's Gemara. The Gemara concluded the reason is because since Arba Minim already have a Yesoid outside the Beis Hamikdash on day number one, all we had to do is extend it for 6 more days. But there is no separate mitzvah Rabbis outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's why they were only misakin for 1 day on Hoshana Rabbah. And now the Gemara continues talking a little bit more about the Arovis on Hoshana Rabbah. Omer Abami, Arova tzricha shir. The Arova needs a shir. What's the shir? We don't know yet. Gemara is going to discuss that shortly. When you want to be yoitz in the midst of Arova on Hoshana Rabbah, or throughout the 7 days in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, they had to take the Arava separately. They did not take it with the Arba Minim. And even today, many, many people are makbid on Hoshana Rabbah, that they don't pick up the Aravis until the very end, after they put down the Luluv and Esrig. Not the whole Luluv and Esrig and the Arava at the same time. you put down a little bit of esrei, and then you pick up the aravos, because only nitalis bifnei atzma. Then adam yoytzi dechavos be'aravos shemelulav, and don't say that the aravos shemelulav, I'll pick it up twice, like we said on the Amid Aleph. No. You got to have separate aravos for purposes. That doesn't mean you can't use the same aravos again by taking it out of the kosher code. That we're not addressing. We're just saying that when it's part of the lulav, you can't have in mind tzvei kavanas. I want to be yoytz both arba minim, and I want to be yoytz aravos. No, you can't take it together with the lulav. Frank Timara, I don't understand what you're talking about. Kim neomemar in itelus lebavnei atzma pshitin enonu yoytzim aravos shemalulav. You just said in the same breath, it's got to be taken on its own, and then you say, and by the way, don't take it as part of the arba minim. Of course I can't take it as part of the minim. It's got to be taken by itself of ne'atzma. It's pshita denam yoytri barov v'shibudulav. Says he more mild to say, I would think hanemili hechadulei agbe v'hoda agbe. That's what he didn't pick it up twice. Ava agbe v'hoda agbe, if he picked it up twice, emaloi, maybe that would be different. Why would it be different? Explains Rashi, because the reason why it's nitelis bifnei atzma, so that it should be muchach, it should be crystal clear, that I'm not taking it as part of any other mitzvah. I'm taking it solely for the mitzvah of Arava, like they used to have in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, all 7 days, and that's why I'm taking it today on Hoshana Rabbah. It's got to be muchach. That's why you take it separately. However, if you had it as part of the lulav, and you did hagboha twice with your lulav, first you picked it up one time, and then you picked it up a second time, people would say, why is Yankel Smith picking up his lulav twice? I know why. The first time, l'sheng mitzvahs, arba minim, mitzvahs lulav. And the second time, to be yoytz in the mitzvah arava. So I would think, because it's muchach from his actions, since it's clear from his actions that he wants him to kind of the mitzvah arava, so then it doesn't have to be nitelas bifnei atzma. You could be yoytze as part of the arava shebelulav, kamash malon. That's why he repeats it twice. Don't take it separately. And even if you're going to take it as part of the arava shebelulav and do tzvaimul hagba glila, up and down, back and forth, as many times as you want, gunish vet. You only yoytz if you take it bifnei atzma, kamash malon. That's the halacha of Rabbi. You could be yoytzi dechavos be'alav v'shabululav. The Gemara doesn't say exactly how. So presumably, Rav Chizkiya and Rav Yitzchak would learn through a double hagbah. First, you pick it up. You say your first yirat sign, and you pick up the arba minim, the shame arba minim, and then you would say a second yirat sign, I'm picking it up now, the shame arav, and you pick it up again. Frank Dimar, you sit at the top of the Amud. Tzricha shir, the kama shir, what's the shiur? Rav Nachman, gimel bade alin lachen. Not two arovos like we take with a lulav. You got to take three. Badim are the stems. That's the stem of the arova. Alin lachen, which contains on it fresh, moist leaves. The Gemara doesn't say that it has to have leaves from the top to the bottom. Just says that the three badim with leaves, l'choira, it would be enough to have three badim with two leaves each. Six leaves altogether. Three stems and two leaves each. But Rav Sheshi Samar, afil ola echad ubad echad. Even one leaf and one stem. The Gemara assumes by the wording of Rav Sheshi, what he meant to say is literally, just take one weeping willow leaf and one stem without any leaves, and that's enough for Hoshana Rabbah. Frank Timura, Ola Echad Ubad Echad Tzolka Daitach, you're holding one leaf? One leaf is the Kunish. Rashi says it's not Nikr, that's not a Lekicha to go and take Epes. One leaf and one stem? Come on, that sounds ridiculous. Ela Eima Afilu Ola Echad Ubad Echad, your Yoitze B'Dieved, even one stem with one leaf. You don't have to have two, you don't have to have three, you don't have to have five. Even one ola with one bad is enough, mitzad hadin. Says Rashi, although mitzad hadin you are, that is correct, and that's the halacha, says Rashi. However, the minog is to go, even today, at least in Rashi's times, and even today in modern days that people take long aravos. Of course, the minimum has got to be 3 tvachim, just like the aravos shebelulav. But many people are mahadr and they take anofim aruchim. See, if you look at Rashi, ole echad bevad echad, Rashi about 10-12 lines from the top of the amud, ole echad bad echad, one stem, uboy Allah echad, and one leaf on it. V'day, that's already enough. That's already enough. Even a koldu, you can have a midget, one stem, one ala ginuk. The minig is lahavi murbiois anofim aruchim, long aravois, the yofim, beautiful ones, shebinkra mitzvah ba'ayin yofah, so that people see that you want to be a zekeliv anveyu, that you want to be bright, you want to be generous when it comes to a mitzvah of the heilige b'shefa of the Rebbein Shalom. And even today, you have a lot of people that are mahadir to take long aravois on a shana rabbah. And Allah, this is brought, by the way, not only in Rashi, but also brought in Shulchan Aruch, that even Allah Echad Bavad Echad is enough. However, the Kvar Noagu Ha'olam, that they're mahadir to go and take at least the size of the Aravis of the 3 Tvachan that we use for the Lulav. And even better, of course, if you have even longer ones, nicer ones, and Noch Besser, the Shem Mitzvah.
What's the Yiddish expression they use for these Aravis? They have a special...
You're talking about Hashanahs?
Hashanahs, yes.
Yeah. The reason why you call Hashanah, like the Gemara said before, in times of Chazal, they called Hashanah the bundle of the 3, the Lulav, Hadassim, and Aravis together, that was called Hashanah. And the presumption is the reason why it was called Hashanah is because they would go and be Menaneah, or go around the Shulchan, around the Mizbeach, at the time that they would say Hashanah. Right? Like we always say, all the Hashanahs so that we say every single day of the 7 days of Yom Tov, we say Hashanah, Hashanah. See, since you take the Lulav and Esrog at the time you say Hashanah, that's why they called it Hashanah. And today we have a special name for the Hashanahs on Hashanah Rabbah that we call Hashanah.
Isn't there a Yiddish name as well?
Besides that, a Yiddish name, Aruv, is Hashanah, is another name? Not that I can think of. What when are you thinking of?
Kushkin
Halosh, that was a beautiful town in Hungary.
Not Kushkin Halosh, yeah.
I can't think of any other name.
You're thinking
of the Koshkoach that hold the Ramos and the Atasim around the Lulav.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's a Koshkoach. Anyway, also in the Gemara, it's not brought how many. We said before, 3 Badi Alan Lachet, Rav Sheshet says, even Bad Echad. Mishnah Berurah brings that we are Noyeg, most people are Noyeg to take 5 Aravos, Halpi Arizal. Halpi Kabbalah, there's an Indian to go and take Dafka 5. Some people in Mahadir even take 7, also based on, for Kabbalistic reasons. But Mishnah Berurah only brings the 5. Omer Aivu, Avakim Nekamayir Blazer Rab Tzadik V'Aisi Hu Gavra Arova Kamei, says Aivu, I was standing next to Blazer Rab Tzadik, and Hahu Gavra, a person came, and he brought his Arova, Shokil Chovit Chovit V'loi Borich. This person on Hoshana Rabbah took in his hand and a rova, and he was chovit chovit. Rashi here says 3 lines higher. Rashi loshen nianua. Rashi said the same thing yesterday. Also chibut a rova. Rashi said that means menaanim. Menaanim means to shake it. In other words, just like we do the nanuim by the lulav and esrog, they did nanuim. I don't know if they did nanuim just like we do in all 4 directions and up and down and back and forth. There's beis hamikdash, but at least chovit chovit, he did nanuim. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara here and before. The Rambam, however, says that the word chavit means tzeklatin, to go and bang the aravos. And halach it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, both the Rashi's pshat and the Rambam's pshat. The Rashi's pshat that you're supposed to be menaneh, you're supposed to go and shake it. I never saw anybody taking a aravos shaking in all directions, but at least when you're holding on to it, by definition it shakes, because the aravos are not a stable type of thing like a lulav. They all automatically bend over back and forth. So shakel chovit chovit, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, and we're also noig like the Rambam, that we also go and clap it and we bang it on the floor or on the table or what have you. Anyway, so Zokhi Mar shakel chovit chovit v'loy beirach. So he took it and he was menanea, he shakled it, or he clapped it, or he did both, and he did not make a bracha. Why didn't he make a bracha? Because I'm admitting Nevi'im, like we said on the Amud Aleph, if it's not Yesoy Nevi'im, it's not a takana, it's only in a minig, then you can't say Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvoyse v'tzivanu, because there's no tzivoy, it's only a minhag. So you don't make a bracha. Ayv v'chinski b'nei brati d'rav. Ayv v'chinski were the einikloch of Rav. I saw a Rav l'kam d'rav, they brought in a Rav in front of Rav, and chovit, Rav took the Arova, and chovit, he was menaneah, either he shook it or he banged it, tloy baruch, and he didn't make a bracha, kosava, meaning the v'yev, same thing again. Nu shtikl, omer ayvu, havakim l'kam d'rablos of Rav Tzadik. The reason why we're bringing this shtikl has nothing to do now with Arova or with the Arba Minim, but since we brought before that Ayvu came in front of Rav Lozer Rav Tzadik, we're bringing a similar story. Amr Ayvu came to come to Rav Lozer Rav Tzadik, Osala Kamei Hahu Gavra. A person came in front of him. Omale. Now this person, as we can see, must have been a person of means, because he said, Kiryasi Isli, I have a whole bunch of kforim, towns and villages, which belong to me. Karmai Isli, I have a whole bunch of vineyards. Zeisai Isli, I have a whole bunch of olive orchards or olive groves. And the Osmani Kiryasa Umikashkashkin Mikamaya. Now this is very noigea to us because Rashi says, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, the Ne Kiryasa, some of the people that lived in his Kiryas, in his Kforim, would voluntarily come during the Shemitah year, which we're starting in another couple of weeks, and they would do Kishkush. Kishkush means that they would, not with a full shovel dig, but like when you take a hoe and you, I'm sorry?
Hoe, the
article
says.
A hoe, H-O-E, right? So you take a hoe and you make indentations in the ground, and this is considered to be a good way of helping the trees and the vines grow properly and grow and blossom and do a good job. So the Bnei Kiryasa used to go and take these hoes, and Mekashkin Mekarmai, and they would hoe around in the Kramim, and then to take, they wanted to get paid for their labors, for Oichlim B'Zeisai, they on their own would go into the olive groves, and take the Zeisim, and they would eat them, and that would be their wage for the day. I didn't give it to them, says this Yid, that's what they did on their own. Orech Olay Orech, tell me, is this proper or not proper? In other words, am I doing something wrong by allowing these Bnei Kvarim to do the Kishkush and then to take from the Zaysim? That they took from the Zaysim is not a problem because you're supposed to be mafkir all of your orchards and all of your vineyards, etc. anyway during Shemitah year. So but the question is it right that they're doing the Kishkush and eating from the Zaysim? Now the focus of the question was not on the Kishkush part, but only on the eating from the Zaysim part. Now the reason why this Gavra was concerned, explains Rashi, as we'll see in the Gemara in another moment, is because he's paying them by the fact that they took from those Zaysim, they're getting payment for their Kishkush work from the Peiroi Shmita. And that's why the Gavra was concerned. Amalei. So Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Tzadik answered, Loi Orech. Not good. What you're doing is not good. They are taking now for Peiroi Shmita. If you look at Rashi parallel to our Gemara, you are paying them their salary. You're not really paying them their salary, but by the fact that you're allowing them to take from the Zaysim to eat from them for this purpose, so that's their payment. Kishkush wasn't the problem. The problem was the eating from the Zaysim, that's going to be their implicit payment for their work.
Sorry? The reason they hoe is because a person loosens up the soil, which allows the plant to grow more better.
Shelley, I'm glad that you told us that. And in fact, that's what the Gemara is going to tell us in a few more lines. But
really?
We'll see.
I did that.
We'll see it's not so simple. Because if in fact the purpose of the hoeing was to improve the growth of the kramim, this would be prohibited in Shemitah year, because in Shemitah year you're not allowed to do any work inside the fields, inside the kramim. Mitchum, we're going to address this momentarily, but thank you for paving the way for this shtickle gemara. We'll see in a moment.
Hold off.
Hoe off. Okay, we'll hoe off. Okay, Zokimara. Havikashavik leva ozel. So now this Gavra left Reb Blazer Reb Tzadik, and Reb Blazer Reb Tzadik was very, very impressed by this Jew's honesty and integrity. These are the type of shaylas that he asked. Omar, so he said to Aivu and whoever was standing around, Kadu Havisi, Dairi Ba'ara Hadom Memshin, I've already been living in this land for the last 40 years. V'loi Chamiti. Chamiti means to see. You say also in the Kol Chamira V'Chamia that we say on Pesach, the Chazite Udloi Chazite, the Chamite Udloi Chamite. V'loi Chamiti, I didn't see. Bar Inish Mahalach Ba'orchon de Taknon Kedei. I never saw a person that walked on the path with such integrity and such honesty like this individual. Wow, the shaylus that he asks and the way he conducts himself with such a tenimus, with such a shlemus. They tell the story of Rav Pam Zatzal, that Rav Pam had a son who just became 7 years old. And I believe that the rule is on the MTA, you don't have to pay fear if you're less than 7 years old, but from 7 years old and up, you have to pay the fear. So it was his birthday. So Rav Pam took his son onto the bus and went over to the bus driver and said, "Bus driver, I want you to know my son, you see this young boy here? Today is his birthday. This is the first time in his life he is now able to go and he has the requirement to go and pay for the toll, that is the bus fare." And he put in the 15 cents or 30 cents, whatever the bus fare was by Yom Mehaim at those times. Not anybody, of course, here on the Zoom share, or anybody listening to share, but there are people perhaps on the North Pole that would say, the bus driver doesn't know the difference. Yesterday was his birthday, wasn't his birthday, blah, 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 blah. Does he care? Is he going to ask? You know, until he comes 8 or 9, nobody will know the difference. No. Rav Pam wanted to teach his son Chinuch. Today, Rabbi Yisai is his birthday. From today on, he pays his fear like everybody else. After all, as Shelley would say, what's fear is fear. Anyway, that's the story of Rav Pam. There's a similar story, Rabbi Yisai, with Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky. I won't hold you, but a similar story that Rabbi Yankov at one time was Rav in Canada before he came to Torah V'das. And Bayom Mehaim, salaries were very, very schwach, because Eden didn't have any money. People, most of them were refugees from the war. Anyways, he got a very, very modest salary. For the whole year, probably got twice $2,000 or something like that. However, when he took the job, the board told him, you should know you're going to go and get additional amounts always before Rosh Hashanah, before Pesach. All the congregants are going to be nice. They're going to go and give you $10, $15, $20, whatever, and that will help you out. Okay, fine. Anyway, it came tax season. You have to go and file your taxes. So the accountant said to Rabbi Yankov, what was your amount? So he told him, I got a salary of $2,000. In addition to that, I got the presents from the congregants of another $1,000 or $2,000, whatever it added up to during those times. So the accountant said, Rabbi, you must be making a mistake, because you only have to declare as income that you received as a salary. Whatever you got as presents, especially those amounts, but we're not talking about gift tax for $1 million, those small amounts you do not have to declare. So Rabbi Yankov says, you're mistaken. I only took the job knowing that this would go and supplement my salary. Otherwise, I never would have taken the job. I can't possibly live in $2,000. So this was my understanding from the outset that this would be part of my salary base, and therefore these are legitimate salary. Yes, declare it on my income tax return, and don't even think twice. And of course, the accountant did what Rabbi Yankov asked. Anyway, same thing about this Yid. He was a man of great integrity and honesty. Hodaviasi. The Yid came back a short time later, and the Oma lady said to Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik, my Mebet, what should I do now? You told me that what they were doing is improper, so what should I do? Oma lady told him, Afker Zeisai Lechashuchai, make sure that your Zeisim grove, your olive grove, is Hefker for all the Aniyim, in other words, like it's supposed to be, Shmitiyir, have the doors wide open, let everybody take. What about these Kishkush people? The Tenpritai, you take Prutus out of your own pocket and pay it to the Kishkush Ekram and those guys that are doing the hoeing. Frank Tiamara, Why are we only focusing on the payment? V'kishkushim mishari, are you even allowed to hoe on Yom Tov? Not on Yom Tov, on Shemitah. V'atanya, v'ashmias tishmetenu unetashta, tishmetenu melekashkesh unetashta melesakel. From the word tishmetenu unetashta, we learn that you're supposed to cease and desist from doing any work in the fields, even hoeing work, and even lesakel. Lesakel means to remove stones where they're interfering with the growth of the roots or of the trees. So you're not allowed to. Why didn't Reb Lozim, Reb Tzodi tell him, Reb Yid, put up a big sign, no trespassing, nobody has the right. You trespass, you can go and take the fruits, but don't trespass to go and do any kishkush work. Om Rebu Kvar Bachoma. And this is now the segue that Shelley was sharing with us, and that is Trey Kishkushi Havid, the two different types of hoeing. Chad Stume Pili, Bechad Avruye Ilni. Stume Pili means, Pili means when you have cracks or crevices in the ground where the roots can be exposed. When the roots are exposed is no good, because then the sun can get to them and they can dry out. So that they should stay nice and fresh and help out the tree grow, they have to be covered with a layer of soil. The kishkush, for purposes of covering over the roots, that is permissible. Chadavruya ilni, but want to go and improve the health of the ilonis, that is prohibited. What's the difference between one and the other? If the kishkush is to preserve and protect, that's mutter. If it's to improve, that's asur. And the kishkush that these people were doing was the first variety type, the type that protects and preserves, that you're allowed to do. You don't have a mitzvah of having all of your crops, not only crops, all of your trees dying during the Shemitah year. If what you need to do is cover over your roots, that's permissible. But to work in the fields to improve them, that's awesome. It's avruya ilni also stumi pili shari. Omer Ivan Mishum Blood Rab Tzadik. No Chamaisa Ivan Mishum Rab Tzadik. Al Yahalich Odom Arvi Shabbosis Yoisem Yigimel Pasois. When a person is traveling on Erev Shabbos, he shouldn't go far distances of 3 parsois. Every pars is 4 mil. Since it's 12 mil, every mil is 2,000 amis. So it would be 24,000 amis. How much would that be? 24,000 amis is approximately 48,000 feet. 48,000 feet, if there's 5,280, so you're getting close to 10 miles. It's a fairly long distance. And we're talking about walking. We're not talking going by car. Okay, don't go far. Now, what's the problem of going far? The problem is, if he's going to go far away and he's going to return before Shabbos, he may not have enough time to prepare food for Shabbos. And the B'nai Bayis, the people in the household, may not realize that he's coming home for Shabbos. He's so far away, who knows whether he's going to be back for Shabbos. So don't go long distances on Erev Shabbos. Omrev Kanali Amarin El Lebesek. That's if you're coming home. Avali Shpize Amaydenok It Samach. What's the difference between coming home or going to an Shpize? Shpize means going to an inn. Says Rashi, because if you're going home, you're relying on the food of the household. Your Balabusta, the missus, may not realize that you're coming home, and she might not prepare for you. She says, my husband went away for Shabbos. He went to the Rebbe, he went to the Koil, he went to the Yeshiva, he went to a business trip, to a Ofrufin, a Bat Mitzvah, whatever. He's not coming home. And then he walks home 5 minutes before Lechtzin, and then the husband comes home Friday night after davening, no, there's no fish, there's no flesh. You didn't tell me you're coming home. And Rashi says, V'koyis aleim. He gets angry. We don't want people to get angry, Chas v'Shalom, so don't go far distances. But if you're going to the inn did not have a restaurant, so therefore the only food you're going to get is the food that you bring along with you. Whatever he's traveling with, whatever sandwiches, whatever he took along with him, that's he's what he's saimach. There's another version, just the opposite. Even going home, when you're going home, there's always got to be something in the pantry, in the refrigerator, in the freezer. Somewhere there's got to be some food in some nook or cranny. But fill the base. But certainly, if you're going to a shpiza where there's no food there at all, don't go long distances because there might not be any food left, neither in your knapsack, your briefcase, or in the inn. So you'll really be out if you go to an inn that Shabbos. Omer of Kahana, b'didi hava uvda. I once had such a masa. I once came home. I went for a long trip on Erev Shabbos. I came home shortly before Shabbos. But for the kasa, the harsin aloy ashkechi, I wasn't even able to go and find some, Rashi says, dogim kitanim, mitugonin bekemach. I couldn't even find a little can of tuna fish or of sardines or of herring. There was nothing left. So this is a very important lesson. Don't go long distances. And or if you are, tell everybody you're coming home and let them prepare for you. Okay, one last short Gemara we finished until the Mishnah. It said in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if first day of Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos, everybody would bring their lulavim from Erev Shabbos, and they gave it to the Gaboim, and they put it al gabe ho'itzteba. Itzteba was on the Harabayas outside of the Beis HaMikdash. There were places where people could sit and rest. And itzteba are benches. And as we'll see in a moment, they also had, on top of the benches, it was probably something like a gazebo, where they did have ceilings, so there was protection from the sun. Anyway, so in our Mishnah it says that soydrin al gabe ho itzteba. However, there was one Talmud of Rav Nachman who was repeating the Mishnah, and he said al gag ho itzteba, on that roof. And therefore Rav Nachman asked him, oh malay, v'chili abshin utzarech, if you're going to leave him overnight on that roof, then after the people brought it already Erev Shabbos. And by the time the people came the next morning, the Arba Minim would have been exposed to the sun for at least some period of time on Erev Shabbos and also Shabbos morning. So do you want to dry them out? Now obviously they're not going to get that dry during that relatively short period of time, but nevertheless it won't have that same din of Zeh Kelim Anveyu that's supposed to be fresh and supposed to be beautiful. And therefore, Ela'ema, don't say Al-Gag, Al-Gav. Gav means the benches down below, underneath that beautiful awning on top. Amrachba Amr Yuda Harabai Stav Kafal Hoyestav Lefnim Yistav. What he's telling us is that there wasn't just one row of benches, but there were really a double row of benches. One from the inside, one from the outside. If you look at Rashi on the top, Stav Kafal, it's the boys, Makifois Oisoi, it's the boys, Acherim Hekif Lefnim Me Hekif. You had one group of chairs or seats or benches in the inside, and then you had one on the outside. In other words, you had multiple levels, just like you have Chabais at the Young Israel, I believe they have in the ladies' gallery. We should ask the president who's on the phone. They have upstairs for the ladies' gallery, they have their higher and higher levels. You have Lahavdil, same thing in the stadium, you have the higher levels, so that's what he's saying. It wasn't just one group of benches, but rather multiple layers. Okay, we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisrael, by the Mishnah. Any questions? Hearing none, we're just going to repeat. Yes. Right, right.
Before that, was talking about picking up the Esrik and the Aruba, and once for the Lilim and once for the Aruba.
Correct.
You see that you need three of them.
So this man, you're 100% right. What my Shmugger Reb Shloim is saying is that this man, the Yomar, Rav Nachman, that said you need Gimel Badi Alim, he obviously holds like the first man, the Yomar, Rav Ami, that Arava Tzri Cheshir, then you tell us, you have to go and take it on its own. And you cannot say, like Rav Chizda Omer Rav Yitzchak, that you could be Yoitza with the Arava Shebelula, because you only have two, and you need three. So you wouldn't be Yoitza with those two. You're 100% right. Bruchim to your Rabbi Yitzchak. Tomorrow's Gemara, which is Shabbos' Gemara, we don't have a tape from last Machzor. So Miyat Hashem, there's going to be an extraordinary special session tomorrow night in Miyat Hashem, 10 o'clock Motzei Shabbos. For those that are in England or in Eretz Yisrael, you have to either get up early or you hear the tape when we send it out of Miyat Hashem. We are shared tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. Yes, Robert.
Now, not related to the Daf Hayomim. If somebody has a question on the Daf, then has priority.
Okay, so any Daf questions? Otherwise, we wish everybody a beautiful Friday, Chalachti, and Shabbos. And whoever wants to stay on to hear another question of Robert, if he doesn't mind, if it's not confidential, we'll be happy to entertain the question.
I just wanted to know that I forgot the name of the doctor, but it's not Dr. Diamond. He used to come in the middle of the Bayabim and go down. It's another, I think he's an anesthetist or...
Anesthesiologist?
You mean Ricky Goldfarb?
Ah, Dr. Goldfarb.
He's a radiologist, yes. But he's also
the chief of nuclear medicine. Somebody has his number. Okay, fine, thank you. We got the name. Right. I think we have his stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Richard Goldfarb.
You too,
everybody. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Zadke Ben, Zadke Zin, Shkoyach Sheli. Thanks for staying on to be able to help me on this question. As well as helping me generally. Kol tiv, be well.
Okay, good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Kol tiv.